Die Alps auf Lux FM mit Bad Together. Ein Auszug aus der neuen Platte Between Moon and Sun, die ist in Frankreich im Sommer veröffentlicht worden. Hier ist sie mittlerweile auch erhältlich. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Rahmen des Schick-Schnack-Festivals. Genau wie Nina Johansson, die jetzt auch bei mir im Studio ist. Die Künstlerin, der man am Nachnamen schon anmerkt, dass sie eigentlich keine Französin ist, spielt aber eben heute auch beim Schick-Schnack. Warum? Weil sie in Paris lebt seit über 10 Jahren und weil sie sich dort so wohlfühlt, dass sie nicht mehr weg möchte. Sie will für immer in Paris bleiben, habe ich jedenfalls so gehört. And it seems that you understand a little German. You look at me as if you understood a little bit of what I was saying, no?
I was trying to understand.
Okay.
Sometimes it's similar to Swiss.
You have a very wise way of looking at people. I just have to say.
Yeah, I don't understand anything, don't worry.
So how are you doing? You've come from Paris today or have you arrived yesterday maybe?
No, this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. And is this going to be your first Berlin show too?
Yes.
Wow. It's cool. It's interesting to have all these fresh new artists from France here. Have you met the Alps out there? They're quite nice,
yeah.
I think. And,
yeah.
And they're able to sing in harmonies. That was kind of like pretty impressive what they've just done, right? So you're originally from Sweden, but you've lived in Paris for 10 years and now you've just finished an EP. That's been being put out, actually.
Yes.
When did you realize that Paris was your place to be and that Paris would be a good place for you to make music at? Because I think surroundings do inspire you as an artist, right?
Well, basically, when I came to Paris, one of my friends, she had given me this old keyboard, yes.
Uh-huh.
So I had it in my little flat, really small flat.
Yeah, typically Paris, right?
And
who can afford a big flat in Paris?
No,
only the rich people. Only the rich people can. Okay.
So I just started making simple songs on my little keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kept on going. And then when you meet people, you do all sorts of collaborations, and you sing with different people, and it started in a very simple way. I never even thought that anyone would want to listen to my music.
Yeah.
Apparently.
But the music all of a sudden was there, so there was a need for that music. There was a need in your system to make music,
I think,
maybe,
so.
Right?
I just wanted to know if I could still do it, because when I was like a teenager, I wrote a lot.
In Sweden, back in Sweden.
But in Paris, you know, you have to work all the time. So I kind of forgot about the music and I wanted to see if I could do it again.
Okay.
And so it's nice to know that I can.
Yeah. And now your EP is done. We'll listen to one of your first songs. It's called One Step Too Low. And we'll listen to the version that you've recorded. And then you're going to play us an acoustic version of that very same song. That's super interesting. I love that. I love that. So let's listen to Nina Johansson, One Step Too Low. Heißt ihre wirklich allererste Single. Die EP ist schon raus. Und an neuem Material wird wohl gearbeitet. Da werde ich gleich nochmal nachfragen, wie weit sie da ist. Vorneweg aber nochmal die EP-Version ihres Stückes One Step Too Low. Nina Johansson. Nina Johansson mit One Step Too Low. Flux FM. Am Freitagnachmittag, heute Abend geht's in die zweite Runde, das Schick-Schnack-Festival im Fluxbau mit den Alps auf der Bühne und eben auch mit Nina Johansson, der schwedischen Künstlerin aus Paris, über die wir schon einiges gelernt haben. Eine erste EP ist veröffentlicht, das haben wir schon mitbekommen. Jetzt fragt man sich natürlich, wird man bei diesen EPs bleiben oder wird auch an einer LP gearbeitet? Was sind die Pläne von Nina Johansson? Nina, your EP is done, it's finished, it's being put out, but what are your next steps? Are you gonna stay with the EP format? Because many young artists that I know nowadays, they'd be like, no, people don't listen to LPs anymore, we'll just put out EP after EP. Or are you one of the old schoolers who goes for an LP as a next step? Or didn't you even think about it yet?
I'm still thinking about it, I think. Depends on the EP.
Okay.
If people like it, how it's received.
Yes. I think, yeah.
I don't really know yet.
Okay, cool.
I would like to make an album.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are ready to listen to an album.
Yeah, again,
but,
I think so, yeah.
But I think they need to be introduced first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. Because there's just been new numbers out recently, and they said that vinyl, people who buy vinyl or vinyl sales were higher than download sales in Germany this year for the first time. So more people bought vinyl, an old school LP, than people bought downloads. First time this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
there's a renaissance for long players again. People want to listen to LPs again. So it's interesting, I really think. So you should go for an LP. You should go for an LP on vinyl, like old school.
I would just like to have one like in my house just to look at it.
Yeah, totally. You're right. It's my record on vinyl. I love it. I'm in love with myself a little bit. Now, you brought Jan with you. He's sitting in the back quietly. Hello again, Jan. It's so nice of you that you've come too. And you've tuned the guitar. It was tuned already, but there's a little cup of duster on there, so it's. I mean, you've prepared the song. That's a good thing. He was born ready. Jan back there, he was born ready. You can come a bit closer to the microphone, please.
Okay.
Then we have a brilliant sound, and then you're gonna perform a live version of the song we've just listened to, Nina Johansson with One Step Too Low, in an acoustic kind of version. But tonight it's gonna be an electric version again, right? This is just for here. Okay, cool. Also, Nina Johansson live auf Flux FM.
Nobody heard me call as he put me up against the wall. You were right next door as that guy was stealing my soul forevermore. That's all over now, but in a way I'll never forgive you. Cause you are always one step too low. I'll get up on the rooftops for you. One step too low. I can hear the wolves calling my name. One step too low. I'll get up on the rooftops for you. One step too low. I can hear the wolves calling my name. Hey, the wolves calling my name. Sometimes I feel his touch. Those hands just seem to wanna break my bones. 20 seconds on the other side, 20 seconds on the edge of madness. All run now, baby, won't you run now? Don't look back. Run now, baby, won't you run now? Don't look back. Cause you are always one step too low. I'll get up on the rooftops for you. One step too low. I can hear the wolves calling my name. One step too low. I'll get up on the rooftops for you. One step too low. I can hear the wolves calling my name. Cause you are always one step
stadium applause once again for Nina Johansson and Jan on the guitar. Merci beaucoup. That was a beautiful performance. I really liked that. And I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for all your future plans. As soon as you've recorded more stuff, you come back here and you present it to us. And we're going to play it to the Berlin audience. We're going to be ready for that. So for work on your LP. Don't think about it too much. We need more music.
Thank you so much.
Nina Johansson, die eben gerade bei mir im Studio war. Vielen Dank nochmal für den Besuch. Und jetzt verlose ich noch ein paar allerletzte Tickets für die Schickschnack-Veranstaltung unter der 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben ein paar letzte Tickets für Schickschnack heute Abend. Die Alps spielen und Nina Johansson. Und das wird gut heute Abend. Das hat man ja gerade schon gehört. Auf dem Plattenteller an dieser Stelle Black Honey nochmal schnell mit All My Pride. Thanks, merci beaucoup and I'll see you soon, right? Bye bye, au revoir.
Bye.